the DJ is actually misresponding on the comments and question that he... Okay, obviously he'll defend himself by all possible means on this issue. And who's the committee assistant? No? Yeah, can I just get the people to know inside? There's no one. Oh, okay. As I was actually saying that this is one of those complicated issues. I don't think it is more complicated than that. Only process has to be followed to finalize this issue. You see, TG, I'm happy with your response, but I think that one critical issue that I would, I know you cannot answer it today, is the legal issues. That's my main concern more than anything else. Well, what is your time frame on these legal issues? I know legal issues, you can't say you have a specific time frame, but you must also have your own, so that you might be able to say that in the next 3 months, in the next 6 months, this has to be finalized, you know, at the end of the day. Because as the deputy chair of the board of the NAC has already raised this issue to say that this has been dragging for long. And I think my issue is more the legal issues before the operational issues. But I don't think first as a portfolio committee we would close any doors for development. We will never close any doors for cultural development. We will never close any doors for performing arts in any form, whether it's music or drama or anyway. So that's why I said when I was making my comments earlier on that downtown studios are a heritage, actually, to South Africans. But it doesn't mean that when they're a heritage, they must just operate like a plaza shop, you know, that doesn't pay tax. I would never close down on don't laugh to see, we would never close down that issue. But you see, at the end of the day, I don't have a problem when government supports an entity. We cannot just say we won't subsidize downtown. We have to at the end of the day because it's part of us. It's part of our history. But you must support something that has got an institution that has got a business plan that Parliament understands about. So if you had one in all our budget votes, no one spoke about downtown during the budget vote because we were not clear where are we going with downtown. That's why no one raised any issue about downtown. Because I will. But secondly, the issue that I'm raising, maybe I will get under. Government must only continue to support downtown as long as there are issues of development. If you have young people developed, there's people living with disability, the vulnerable groups specifically, then I wouldn't see any problem with government subsidizing downtown as long as there's support. I'm not sure members, maybe you also have the same feeling. It must not be a localized issue. You see, as all of us were saying, if a girl goes from Cape Town to there to rehearse, I know there are few musicians, and I know it's expensive, but I'm just saying, DJ, we must support something that is orderly. That's why my main issue, I think what we'll do next time, when you come with this issue, that's when we'll say, we'll ask as well to bring the business plan and bring what operations have been done, because we'll never, the portfolio committee, come and just don't agree on something that we don't know what has been happening. You've seen it. You see the issue about oversight is good, but sometimes we don't get to feel the gist because we go there for an hour or two, you know, at the end of the day. But what I'm saying, when we come, when they know that portfolio committee members are coming, they prepare good fixed program. You can see this was rehearsed just for us, and then you sit there and you watch and say, oh, then you find everybody busy. You don't even know what's happening. It's so full. Then you say, oh, okay, they knew we are coming. Oh, and they're positive. And so, you'll swear that, yeah, this is a very busy place. But the following day, when you can go there and not tell them, you will find all the walls waiting for you. But that's why I'm saying, TG, let's continue to support, but support in the order at the end of the day. I know the CEO of the NAC wanted to say something. Yes.
thank you, Chairperson, and I won't be too long, but it is kind of technical, so members of the committee will forgive me. There are essentially two major legal and corporate governance kind of factors that pertain to the issues that we find ourselves in as the National Arts Council. The first pertain, obviously, to the extent to which there is, as Deputy Chairperson highlighted, a corporate governance arrangement between the NAC and our entity. And it's also important to recognize that when we talk about the entity, we're in fact talking about three things. One is Fox Street Properties, which is the building. Two, which is Downtown Studios, the business, which has now been deregistered. And three is the special purpose vehicle, the Downtown Music Hub. So quite a lot of the complexity of the situation is in fact that there are three individual entities which make up this quite complex arrangement that comprise what we commonly call Downtown Studios, but we should actually begin to differentiate between what those things are. The second major aspect is about the extent to which, in order to transfer, a range of compliance factors must be in place. So as the DG indicated, the critical focus of the NAC over the last couple of months has been fundamentally focused on the issue of ensuring compliance for audit purposes. And the committee will recall that there were essentially three major issues pertaining to Downtown Studios. As the DG highlighted, one was non-compliance of the PFMA. The second was about the treatment of Downtown in relation to the GRAP accounting standards. It's a very, very complicated issue, but basically it was about how we chose to disclose it that the AG felt was not appropriate to the circumstance. And then the third, and this in fact was probably the most serious to some degree, is the extent to which we were able to fully account for the activities of Downtown Studios. So there was an issue around material misstatements in our financial statements. What we have done is, as the DG highlighted and as the Deputy Chair highlighted, is deal head-on with the issue of a condemnation. Approaches have been made to National Treasury. There's discussions ongoing with National Treasury. In terms of the accounting treatment, as the presentation highlighted, we've reached an agreement with the AG and with National Treasury as to how, in terms of the GRAP standards which govern the auditing process, we will declare Downtown Studios in relation to our financial statements and our annual report, which you'll be seeing soon. The third aspect, and this is probably where the most of the physical work came in, was about preparing the necessary financial and accounting documentation, which is about improving the financial statements that we've been receiving. So that at the moment, a full three-year set of financial statements is being developed, and an audit team has been sent in by the National Arts Council on an agreed scope with the AG to ensure that the results of that audit can be effectively integrated into the AG's audit of the National Arts Council. So our critical focus has been on the compliance issues, but certainly the transfer also requires the extent to which we've been able to effectively create financial records for the credible financial records for all three of the entities that we're talking about here, and fundamentally begin to also settle some of the outstanding debts, which pertain to where the NAC has stepped in with the assistance of the DAC to pay, for example, rates and taxes accounts which accrue to Fox Street Properties, which is a property in the name of the National Arts Council, not in the name of the special purpose vehicle, Downtown Music Hub, as yet. So there are a lot of these kinds of factors which are exceptionally frustrating, I'm sure, for the committee to hear, but they are fundamentally technical, and certainly while the condemnation will allow for transfer, until these matters are dealt with comprehensively and effectively, transfer will not occur. So what we've essentially been doing is, in terms of Council's decision, which is to transfer, and in keeping with the original memorandum of understanding between the National Arts Council and the Department of Arts and Culture, is we've been preparing this entity for transfer. And Chairperson, if you'll allow me, I'll hand over to the CEO of Downtown Music Hub to perhaps take us through what some of those aspects might be.
Thanks, Monica. Chair, I'm just going to beg your indulgence in terms of the level of detail that I'm going to go into. The committee has asked for detail on certain issues, but if you feel that I am delving too much into detail, please interrupt me. I want to deal with the day-to-day operations of downtown, and then I'll just deal with some of the issues pertaining to the transfer. as Monica has explained, you're essentially talking about three different things. You're talking about the downtown studios, which is where the actual physical studio sits. Fox Street Properties, which is where the building sits, and the Downtown Music Hub, and SPV, which is a Section 21 entity that has been set up to receive transfer of the studios and the building. I'm the CEO of the Section 21 entity. Now, in terms of the operations, we have three sources of income for...
Sorry? So you are the CEO of the SPV?
Yes.
Not Downtown?
No.
Sure.
Okay. Downtown Studios was owned, and Fox Street Properties were owned by Gallo Recording Studios. At the time of the transfer of business, and this is the business of Downtown Studios, they just sold the business. They did not sell the company Downtown Studios. So we're effectively sitting with a business which had the studios and which had four employees. That was what was transferred to the National Arts Council, and the fixed property, the building, was also transferred to the National Arts Council. Now, to answer your question, sir, regarding this locale, it's in Johannesburg with easy access to the M1 highway. It's two streets away from the APSA headquarters building in the city of Joburg, 62 Hall Street, and it is a few streets away from Arts and Main and a few streets away from the Fashion District. So it's located in a place that's easy to access and also within the vicinity of some corporate buildings and other arts buildings, and it's also nicely placed for the gentrification program that is taking place with the city. So it's always located at its current juncture. Now, what we are sitting with is that we have studios that generate limited revenue for, in this case, the NAC, because they are the rightful owners, because of the situation of the technology that we are utilizing. Having said that, however, we do have analog desks in one studio, and that desk is used by primarily Maskandi artists, which you will know is a large-selling genre in South Africa. We attract a lot of artists from KZN, and they come and record, and they love the sound that's produced with the analog desks. So much so that recently in the Fama Awards, one of the artists who recorded his album, Tokozani Langa, won a Best Maskandi Award, and that album was recorded at Downtown Studios. So there is limited value in regards to the equipment as it stands, but there needs to be a massive injection of capital, both for the studios and the building, to get it to a standard where we can attract investors and we can attract a new client base. The building itself is in excess of 60 years old. So you can imagine the lifts are extremely old. There are health and safety issues that need to be dealt with. It's in a state of disrepair. It's a five-story building that requires a lot of money, and in effect it's a black hole with regards to expenditure. So that needs to be addressed. Even for the sake of dealing with public liability issues, that needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency. Now, the building generates income from rehearsal space and from the tenants that we have in the building. The rehearsal space, we've got about 12 or so rehearsal rooms, which are utilized by artists, but there are seasons, if you understand how the music industry works, where it's busy and there are seasons where it's not busy. So, for instance, before Easter, before Christmas, we're busy, but there's dead space in between them. The little money that we received, we used to capitalize some of the space just to make it habitable, just to make it comfortable so that when people came to record, there was an aircon that was working. There were carpets that were in place. It was just a place where they could come and, you know, conduct their business and be ready for their shows. So in terms of that, some of the money that was given to us for operations, we had to utilize for that. Our fee structure for the rehearsal facilities is very simple. It's very low. You can utilize the smallest rehearsal room for 150 rand for the day, excluding VAT, and you can bring in your equipment or you can hire equipment from elsewhere. So that's one of the revenue streams. With regards to the tenants, the cost there is also very low. That needs to be re-looked at. But one of the things that is important going forward is that Downtown Studios is a home for musicians. And we all understand that musicians don't necessarily have lots of money to throw at expensive rental space. And it's part of the strategy is to ensure that the cost...
It's very interesting what I hear from the lady. I mean, and it's important, but according to the, I mean that the presentation was done to us, is that information can send by the DG. To the secretary that we get the information. because so that we can also inform ourselves, because the time, I mean, we want to hear the background and all those issues, but our time, see.
Okay, thank you. I think it's not a matter of the time, sorry about that, but it's a matter that now you are bringing us to us a new picture. I'm not sure whether we are the only ones. So what we would, I'll lose my discretion as a chair now to say that, I'll stop you right there. But because now you see what is so complicated about the issue, the more you come to the portfolio committee, the more you give us new information while we are in the portfolio committee. So what I would request, DG, maybe if the PC agrees, I would just come with a suggestion that when NAC or when the department is coming to report, can we be given all these reports? That we are speaking. I mean, we are raising questions where we don't even have reports. Because now she's coming up with information that we've been waiting for. What is this downtown doing? Where is our money allocated here? And now, I thought downtown is one, the one that I know, then next to it. But if you are saying now there are three, it's news to me today. So we can't be getting such information on a portfolio committee. And also the operations of downtown as well. We can't be getting them here today. I mean, this is some of the that's why I was saying your report is silent, because this is the information that we would have required, and that's why, ma'am, before you come to the PC, we request information first so that we can be able to go through it. And these are some of the things that we've been requesting, so that when you transfer, we exactly know what we are talking about. We've never been there. We have no idea. That's why I'm shocked now you are coming with three, and Maybe I'm not sure. Maybe I would ask you to come the other day and present and tell us what is happening, what are we transferring to where, and just make us like a must have A in class, grade ones, because really we cannot support something that we don't know, that we don't understand, because each time Deputy Chair of NAC, you come here, there's something new about downtown and something that we're not informed about. So I will just stop you there. Honorable Funderburg? Honourable Mabunda.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with you totally on what you've just say. And just to add, maybe, Chairperson, we should have stopped after the presentation of the DG. Further we go, the deeper the hole. As the CEO of the downtown hub called it, the black hole. I thought it was a building, not a cellar. And it's a black hole. Chairperson, I'm scared now. The lights are not working. I think there's witches also in the building and ghosts.
60 years old.
No. Chairperson, this, we can't accept this at all. We are, as a board of a company, looking after the stakeholders' money, and we are looking after the stakeholders, our stakeholders, the public of South Africa, the taxpayer. And if I tell this story to the taxpayers of South Africa, they will not agree with this. If it was a wonderful building and you can just carry on, but now with government money, a building has to be prepared, new lifts, everything, before we can even start to serve the underprivileged artists in South Africa. I think this is not the route to go. Sorry, Chairperson, at this stage, I'm very, very, very uncomfortable with the whole story. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mabunda.
Chairperson, I wanted to support the idea that you came up with. You see, it will sound as if we would like to talk and find out and ask about something that, as if we don't have a clue of, because the information that arises now really it needs us to have that background before. Let's remind ourselves on the day that we have been in downtown studio in the oversight. You remember we tried to ask questions like. Whose building is this? The the department is buying it from who? And those people that you remember that, whether I would call him a contractor, was giving more, you know, technical responses, of which we could not even understand. But now, if really, as we said, Chairperson, and my colleague has indicated here, if we go down to Mother Earth and try to start from where we're supposed to have been started, and say, when we talk about downtown studio, what are we talking about? Is it the properties, the buildings itself? What does the building contain? The studio, in other words, is inside the building. And now we are having the third entity, which if you check, as the deputy chair has indicated now, the NAC, the NAC, it is just but a channel through which funds are being channeled to somewhere else. It's not even owning the whole, what will I call it, the whole thing. The property, the studio, and all these other things. But the department now is giving out funds to run the whole thing. So I think will not be. I think will be fine enough to start afresh. Be it that maybe we'll be wasting time and money and so on and so on. But for us as a committee to understand exactly the information that she is giving now. Really, we should have that information before, so that when we ask questions, we ask relevant questions. We will be asking something which, you know, is just parallel to each other. Maybe it's not even, you know, contained in the whole plan of the whole thing. I will support the idea, Chairperson, to say, if need be, let's have it. And the DG also indicated that maybe if we can have a touch of the whole that area, that the whole building again, and try to look into what is it all about. Maybe we can be able to acquaint ourselves with the necessity of the whole scenario. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thank you. I think one of the members.
I'll go back again. I think I did say it upfront. We must receive the plan, as Honorable Wunda talk about, if we must start from scratch, we must start from scratch. But I'm saying we must receiving the plan as this committee. How will we take this entity forward out what it actually is now today? Or even last year of the year before. I hear what the DG is saying on the legal matters. Yes, fine. I hear last year also the legal issue. Now we're talking about more than how many months about this legal issue. I hear also today about the one company or whatever who must be transferred to the actually one. That one was also saying by Chairs. My memory is very good. Chairs. The other thing is, if you build a house, over 20 years or 10 years, you must maintain that house.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that house is going to fall apart. I have a house, moved in that house in 1993. I do my maintenance after the 10 years. So if this building is 60 years old, how can you not plan to maintain that building? I hear the DG talk about the upgrading. The upgrading and the maintenance is working parallel. See, very interesting. I know it's not one of them, maybe also. Yesterday, I was sitting there and watching the news on the issue of Robben Island, of the houses, of also who need a maintain, all those things. But somewhere, that committee of public works kept themselves, their department, on the issue of Robben Island. So, DG, the issue you raise, yes, it's valid that you say Robben Island public works cannot come up on the issue to assisting on the issue of maintenance and who are responsible for that. But I want to say, if you say a word today, one day, that word what you're saying will catch you. Because the catch now, those people from public works who was misleading all the time, even us as this committee, their own committee catch them. So what I'm saying, if this the Department of Art and Culture and the entity say things today or yesterday or last year, and you're not doing it, it will catch you one day. So, Chairperson, I'm really saying that that the next meetings, we must let the DG come to present first. These entities have CEOs. Let us give them the let them present first. Then we will not get these things now, new things and surprise things on all deep and deeper. Let them start first as the CEOs to do their work. The DG is there to play an oversight role towards them. But they must fulfill their mandate as the CEOs and the CFOs. So that we, from the money side, the CFO must account. From the operations side, the CEO must account. And then the department, the DG, and who the DG can come in, Chairperson, so that we not have surprises in meetings like today. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Navamas. I think we'll just close it there to say that, number one, I think our brains were wasted today. That's the first thing.
Yes.
And our time. But at the end of the day, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt, you know. To say, number one, what do we expect in the next meeting? Because when we speak about the SPV, DJ, I thought we were speaking about the special vehicle. I'm trying to think, what is this SPV? Because we were not aware that also, number one, you've also appointed a transfer company. I thought the department will do this, I don't know, by the legal unit. So I'm not sure you want that information. SPV, I'm free, I want to transfer in.
The SPV is the company that
we have transferred. Oh, okay, SPV. So they will manage the downtown studios. Okay, I'm not in the lab. So it belongs to the department. Those are some of the things that we are not aware about. You see, that's one of the issues. Was part of your presentation must be able to tell us that we appointed SPV to take over because you didn't give us the information. So that's why I'm saying today we're like dumb cops up A, not because we don't understand, but because of the information that we do not get. I mean, I thought you were speaking about a vehicle at first. I'm asking myself, what is this SPV? Those are some of the information that we want. That's why I'm saying this presentation did not do us any justice at the end of the day. That's the first thing. Because we were not aware. How was this company SPV appointed? Was it advertised? We need to know those things as a portfolio committee at the end of the day, because we must be able to respond on what is it. Was it just appointed? Was there a tender out? We need to know those. But secondly, to say that, as technical as this issue is placed, it doesn't mean that we as a portfolio committee will not understand it when we are given information about it. We will understand it. At least I now know the three buildings of downtown. So this is information that we need, really. And we need a detailed report. We are giving you 2 weeks to give us a report. Even if it's 200 pages, it's fine. We will read it. Let's understand what is happening, because your public money is being spent. I'm not going to allow you to put it here, because really we've been actually wasted our time today. Because now new information is coming. That's what we don't want in the portfolio committee. We must be able to engage the report that you gave us and then agree. And then, because really, at the end of the day, I think I agree with another must now that the CEOs of this entities must, DG must come to listen. He must have eyes where the department comes in, because I think people are hiding behind him now. All these things are being hidden via the department. I think, thank you, Anonymous. It's a good suggestion now. DG, when I was Okulu, you will speak last when we want you, when you must come and listen. Because really now, this we are getting all these, because the hidden are coming out. I mean, really, what's the other issue that I want to raise? Well, that's what they want us to move away from the shoulders of the ANAC, because it has an impact on how the ANAC
performs. And to us, when it's a qualified audit, we don't know the downtown studios. We are just dealing with issues. Or why did you get a qualified audit? Because it's what goes out to the public. And it gives that impression that there's nothing that's been done. And if you've been getting hating from us, and I must say, as a portfolio committee, we are not happy about this what we received today. And from the feeling of the house, you see, the way they are sitting here, it tells us that there's nothing interesting on this report today. And we are not going to respond to it, unfortunately. However, you can smile at me, you are not going to respond. We want this, yeah, we're giving you 2 weeks. We want every detail. Rent and send and transfer and who is the board. Because how do you bring a CEO without even a chairperson of the board of the service? Because we want to understand who is who on this. Because we're speaking about taxpayers' money and we've been getting hitings on this. I think I'll close this on this matter. But now...
Can I just ask a question?
I've closed this matter because now...
Might I just address you? It's something I want to ask the DG they must put in the report.
Okay.
I'm asking them, please
on
not
the mic,
use...
Please
not use all the abbreviations. Please write out the word, and you are working every day with abbreviations. We are not so familiar with that, and then we can actually understand. Thank you, Chief. I think this is important.
No, it is. Well, as I said, I thought it was a car. This SPC.
Yeah.
So.
Without a steering.
Yeah, I would like the next 10 minutes, members of the portfolio committee, because this year I knew we were coming and the NAC was coming. It might not be your discretion, as we always say when we run away from issues. To members of the portfolio committee, I would do this because I also allowed once General Opperman from the Fort Rucker Monument when he requested 10 minutes of the portfolio. So I said today I'll allow Fana Mkwena, the well-known artist, just to raise something to the portfolio committee. Because I don't want the portfolio committee to be made a Tandile Sunduza issue. It must be as you are. Fana, can you kindly sit next to my story there and just give us your issues? Fortunately, I won't be speaking rumors. The department is here, NAC is here, and the director of cultural development, is it cultural development?
Development
from the department is here, and Dr. Jogwen, who heads that unit, is here. So, and the two PLOs are here so that they will take it up to their principals. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Fana Mkwena. I'm an artist, specifically within television, film, and theatre, and I'm a general practitioner within that space as well. My input today is purely to plant a seed, because I think we're aware of the chaotic space within which the industry is operating. Specifically, I speak on behalf of artists within the three categories that I spoke of, which is television, theatre, and film. The idea that I'm advocating here is that we need to now rein in and perhaps regulate and professionalize the space for performers in order for them to just carry on and do the work that they're supposed to do and not worry about the issues which I think most of us have heard about, issues around labor issues, the issues about remunerations and royalties and so on and so forth. There's a number of these issues that I think we've been hearing about for years and years and years. So what I'm suggesting is that we need now to put it behind us by regularizing or regulating the industry and professionalizing it. How do we do that? If you're a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant or an engineer, there is always a body that you need to be registered with in order for you to operate in this country. I'm suggesting that we need a vehicle of that nature as performing artists in South Africa. what does that do for us? One, it will give us a database of who is who in this industry, who is working, how are they working, how are they getting paid. We now have statistics that we can work with. We have a desperate situation in which, I'll touch on this again later on, we have a desperate situation in which there are 9 provinces in this country, and only 3 of them are active within television, film, and theater. We're not employing people within the other 6. Why is that, and how do we then deal with that situation? We need that database. We need those statistics, and in order for us to do that, we need this body that I'm talking about. Now, the other issues that it will help us with are labor issues. We don't have the chaos. I think is partly by performers themselves. We must say the lack of unity and the lack of cohesion within the industry, I think, is a major problem. But if we have a body of this nature, which is legislated and supported by government, it forces everybody to then come in. Then we have a unit. Then we can start addressing these issues in a formal and regulated way. What it will also help us with are issues of exploitation, which we have seen over the years, where young women are, for instance, asked for favors in order for them to get work. We have seen a lot of startup agencies that want money from people. They pay that money and they never hear from them again. It will help us to curtail these issues. It will, now when there's a production, everybody needs to register or make sure that they tell us who they've employed, what they're getting, and so on and so forth. So yeah, you may say it's a very elite sort of body that I'm talking about, but I think it helps us to put the whole thing together and regulate it. How do you then help this body to survive? Because I think it would be wrong for us to expect that government will be supporting this this initiative forever. What is important is that, and some of these issues were raised earlier on about how artists die like paupers. It's a very popular phrase that I hear it all the time. And we've seen it happen. But it's because we don't have measures to curtail these issues. How do you make an organization like that survive is you need to then have a financial services either wing or department or something that will then help this body or artists in general to deal with their financial issues. I heard Honorable DG say that we were entrepreneurs, and that is pretty much true. We have labor issues that we still need to deal with, in the sense that we're not considered employees legally. We're considered as independent contractors, but we operate within the framework of employees, and these are some of the issues that we still need to deal with. But this is the reason why we cannot get financial services. For you to buy a house or to buy a car, you can't get those services because we don't have a structured platform that deals with these things for us and our type. So, what I'm then suggesting is that we have a cohesive financial services body that deals with us. And this will then help us to get things like insurance, make sure that people get their funeral plans, and so on and so forth. You know, further on in time, if it's really done well, then we could have proper financial banking services for people like us. So that's the second thing. The first being the body, the two being the financial services. And the third thing that I would appeal to this panel, ladies and gentlemen, is the issue that I raised earlier on, which is that I come from the Free State, which is extremely inactive within film, television, and theatre. I have seen in many other provinces where we've travelled and done shows, I have seen a lot of talent. I have seen people who have the urge, the zeal, and who want to work, but we have left them out because there is just nothing for them. The Free State, I know that you're working with Advocate Malagwane, and we in the Free State are in the process of trying to start at least a film industry. I think this is an initiative that needs to be forced on each and every province in the country. I think each and every Department of Arts and Culture within every province needs to do something about film, television, and theatre. ICASA is now giving out licenses to individuals to have community TV stations. Soweto being I think it was the first one. I think this should not be left to the discretion of a community whether they want to have a community station or not, because a lot of the people who have the zeal to work within that space do not know about those technicalities of ICASA and so on and so forth. So if you make sure that those platforms are there, then people know, then they know that these platforms are there, and they'll go and work. I think, you know, that initiative will help us with job creation, because we're leaving out a whole bunch of people. We're concentrating on ICT and lawyers and teachers and so on and so forth, but we're leaving out the creative sector in a very desperate way. So I would appeal that we nationalize the efforts building this industry. I thank you. There's a whole lot more that I wanted to say, but I understand.
Nationalize is maybe not the correct word.
spread.
All right. Thank you, Farna. I think there has been an outcry. I know that you must have been. There has been an outcry from artists. Why am I said they must come when NAC is here? It was you are developing these people, and then where do they go? Especially on the artistic side, you know. And then they are going to meet the exploitation. So that's one of those issues. And I think secondly, the element that DG is bringing, the element of education as well. Where do we come and assist as entities and bodies? I've seen these young artists. They get money, maybe 100,000. I'm just making an example. They think it's a lot of money.
They blow it up like nobody's business. You see them on sign, they will, the party, and everything. That's also the element of education as well. But we're raising also a very critical issue. And I think we have a problem. I have a problem with this artist where you say, I found her on the street. Okay, it's good to find someone on the street. But you find her, do you register her, or do you give her something? Do they have any pensions? Because one of the issues that I tried to do in my homework, do the artists have unions, you know, as much as they're independent contractors, DG. But I found also that this union side of him is also racially divided. Some are in the black union of Satao, others are in the white I don't know the other one, Saga or what?
There's Saga and
so
school.
I think
DG and your the department, some way you have to assist, not only monetary wise, but in terms of I think the minister in one of his budget votes, he raised this issue of concern about artists dying as pupils and whatever. And it's very true, there are 9 provinces, Cape Town, KZN and Gauteng, and it's always a trend that I always speak about some of the issues. Although it's not on what you said, Sufana, but I'm very concerned. At least an artist like you, you've been there, you are known, it's easy for you to get something, I'm not sure. But for an artist who comes to generations, makes tea or becomes a, and then she's no longer there, at least you have made a name for yourself. But one of the issues, especially on transformation, one of the members, I think, I know we are not here to discuss this, I'm very concerned about our South African movies being acted by international stars. I think there's a movie about Nelson Mandela now coming. It's acted by Idris, one of the way around. Just because there was no South African who was not tall enough, I just, to be like Nelson Mandela, really some of those issues, you'll find one acting as W. de Klerk coming from Sweden. And really, I'm not sure, and what makes me hate, the producers of those films are South African. Anand Singh. I mean, he's South African. Really, how does he come to that conclusion? I mean, we really even also, Winnie was also acted by Jennifer. I'm not sure whether it's money. And what I've realized, some of us don't watch this. I never watch them. Any movie that's not South African, that is South African based, like the content, I don't watch it. I'm not going to watch Morgan Freeman who's Nelson Mandela. I don't care how much name he has made for himself. I don't watch himself. I mean, dear God, I watched Taxi to Soweto. I don't know whether you watched it. The two white people getting lost in Soweto. I mean, that was good. I mean, it's South African. Look at Jerusalem. It's South African, but it went. So I'm just happy for another two here. And thank you for members for giving me time. I know you want to comment on this one. I saw now story's hand. My story.
Firstly, I should apologize for coming late after such a long time. I am not healed yet, so sometimes it becomes difficult to put things together in the morning. If I can go into details, you laugh yourself sick. First of all, I've got a sock that I have to pull up. Mm. I don't have the strength. The children must assist me.
Yeah.
And all those things. Chairperson, you know, I didn't want to derail you from what you have said. You know, Chairperson, elderly people like ourselves in Johannesburg, I know exactly what they're talking about. And I think I've been concerned as a citizen of Johannesburg in all the things that they are talking about here. I haven't been to downtown on an oversight role, but from what I know, there's a lot, Chairperson, that we have to attend to. You know, today I only realized that arts and culture has got a big responsibility. And it has been left for many years neglected like this. I think that's part of the reason that is confusing us here, because we have just neglected a lot of things. Therefore, Chairperson, I want to suggest, as you said, we should be treated like sub-8s and grade 1s. You're quite right. And my proposal would be for us as a committee, in your program, maybe for us to sit and unpack all the information that we've got here. It would assist us because, you see, what FANA has come up with right now, I do make follow-ups. I watch nearly all of, I think I'm interested because he's quite right. It also involves the regulator, ICASA. And part of it, communication is also involved in all that. I watched all the what is happening in, I think, in the music industry, filming and everything, and they seem not to gel, you know, Chairperson.
Hmm.
I think that is why we should educate ourselves, us as public representatives first, so that we can deal with these issues. And that needs a two-day or a three-day workshop. That's why I'm making this proposal to you, Chairperson, so that we can understand in details what you are talking about, so that we can resolve and make recommendations to Parliament on something that we understand. It's not going to assist us, maybe, to deal with matters in this manner, and the DG comes here and talks in parables, and we don't understand what he's saying. I think we need, so that, you know, as South Africans, you know, we're public representatives. These people are involved in industries, and we've got entities that are looking, you know, up on us as government to assist them. We need to talk about something that we are really acquainted with. Thank you, Chairperson.
Oh, that's a good question. Thank you, Master. Anyone wants to raise anything from what Fana said? Any comment?
Yes, I think, Chairperson, it's very, very, very important what Fana said, and I think we must discuss it, and there's a lot of things, and it's not from his point of view, for where I came from, there's a lot of these issues, and a lot of artists have got the same issues than you, and I think it's very important what you raised today.
Thank you. Any other member before I close the meeting? Linda? I'm not sorry.
Hey, if the minister raised in his budget vote debate speech about the artists who don't have the insurance or whatever you can say it, of not being the structures who can actually present them quite well, and or maybe even a legislation who can present them or actually back them quite well. Then as for us who are sitting on this table as public representatives, maybe not every time people raise these things and talk about it, then it's for us to discuss this matter and then come up, as some stories say, maybe we can have a workshop and maybe brainstorm about this point and come up with a proposal, definitely, Chair, because it's our mandate is to form legislation who can protect vulnerable people of South Africa. And I think the artist is part of the vulnerable people of South Africa. I mean, if the gentleman comes so far to come to present the case in the portfolio committee and the minister raised it in his budget vote, and then there's no more talk shows. It's now that we must find a solution and to addressing the matter. And that solution is to regulate, or come up with a policy who can protect these vulnerable people. I mean, as you already said, Chairperson, when we watch these movies, you can really see, even yesterday night it was on the news that two gentlemen, this was filming in America. I mean, so then say person, we can't just really easily. People vote for us here to come to Parliament to protect them. I mean, no more talk shows. So say, maybe not today, we will propose what is the, but as my story said, we have that workshop, say, and then you're going to work out the time frame when all this workshop taking place, so that we definitely put the ball on the roll. Thank you very much.
Rock Club?
Yes, sir. Briefly, we would be quite keen as a department to engage with Ms. Mgwena and participate in that workshop with the committee. That's it.
Anything?
Thanks, Chair. What has been raised by thought. And I mean, these things have been happening, and I was really commending for taking initiatives. This is a huge industry, and even with Mzansi's golden economy, that's exactly what Minister Mashatile indicated, that this industry is so fragmented, it's so huge, it needs to be consolidated. In fact, what he did when we were at Newtown, just to bring it back to mind, he talked about the 9 billion rand that is held by the Job Fund. He challenged the institutions in the arts to say, organize yourselves to be seen to be employers of choice. Yes, we might not see artists as employees, but as you rightly said, we could be able to tap into the Job Fund. But up to so far, none of the arts institutions or even the artists themselves have actually united themselves to be able to even go into that Job Fund. So, DG, I think the initiative from Mr. Mugwena will definitely be welcome. And ourselves as the NAC, we deal with the development of this artist. That's what we have actually been focusing on of late. We have been dealing with excellence before, but we are dealing with development at this point in time. And I'm sure that's the issue that we can also invite you to come to our council meeting. It's just that we're having a council now on the 25th, which is on the 18th. It would have been proper as well that you come and meet with us. If you don't meet with us now, make contact with our CEO, come and make a presentation, and we can also see how we can assist or play a role as the NAC. We'll definitely welcome that.
Okay. Thank you, Fana. What I want you to do before you leave, because I know people will speak here and run away. That is the teacher of the department. You must get his number, even his home address. The CEO of the NAC plus the chair, the director of cultural development there, and Dr. Chokwin. Behind you, there's a lady in a no, ten the others are able. That beautiful lady with dreadlocks on. Oh, wait, guys, you must get a number. She's a PLO of the deputy minister. Then there's Sam, raise your hand. No, I can't say that. You must get it. That is the appeal of the minister. They must take you to the principals as well. No one must say they can't, and you come back to me. Because end of the day, the minister has also made some, as you have said to me today, you indicated that you read about what the minister said about artists in this country. So he has bound himself. So don't leave here without getting those numbers. And they must not leave here without having your numbers as well. I think there was a head of office there of the deputy minister. Oh, who's that called? He ran away. You must get his numbers. So that if that lady doesn't help you, run to that one. Because at the end of the day, when you're a public servant, nothing of yours is secret. Even our initial numbers are on the, on the internet. Because you are there to assist. You see, I'm happy because, as I said, NAC, I wanted you here because whoever that we are developing are going to meet those challenges. And that's why though, you can't say, no, it's not within our boundaries. You know, you must help us to make this noise. But I'd like to say, with what Mastori has said, DG and the iPad and your stakeholders that are giving you a tough time, thank you for coming. Although you've heard our comments, and as we said, CEO Shona, we need a detail. What do we say? We need a detail. As I said, they make us great ones. Say SPV is S for sugar, P for what. This is what has been happening. That is the kind of report the portfolio committee wants, because you are bringing us on board. Because now we are speaking about, not that we don't understand this, but we must speak something that we, and because we report somewhere as well. And when we report, when we come and say SPV, they are just going to rubbish us like nobody's business. So we must be able to understand to say, why do you support this initiative? Why are we upon this initiative? Because the issue of Downtown Studio, to be honest, the AG has been raising. Every time I meet the AG, like now they're going to call me. They're going to ask me, is this issue resolved or not? You see, we must not even open a can of worms
I don't want to say this was a debating. For even those who intimidated, let me just, for some, because it will go for 2-3 years and it will become an issue. And it was like no one wants to take responsibility for this issue, and it's been on your shoulders. And you see, what has been given every time you get a, what do you call it? You've been seeing some of the media reports. NAC qualified again. NAC qualified. It gives a bad impression. So even those who say you don't work now will say, yes, that's why they are qualified, because there's nothing that they are doing. So I think that's one of the issues. And I must just thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you, honorable members. And we'll see you next week. DG, we are continuing with the bill next week. At least now we and the opposition are fine. So there won't be any problems. See you next. Mr. Lawrence, I hope he comes. Can we invite him next week? Maybe he should be here. Yeah, because he's been writing to me a letter every single day of my life when I open the computer. So thank you very much. And NAC, you must give Fredinia Tela money, please. Yay. Please. You must give that man money. Thanks a lot. Bye. Meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Okay, Prabhu. I'm gone. Put
Narita Toma Rigita Runa Emo. Varela Rufe Papa. Ufo, ne?
I capuna.
I like a move and that out of the
Yeah.
Well, you see, these are some of the things that I am so happy.
I think it's exactly what I was raising.
Okay.
Yeah. We put some of those things on that issue.
Okay.
Yeah. Water limiting, put you on a banning issue again.
Yeah.
And the history is the Masada to Israel. Where was the contract?
That's me. Are you happy?
No,
not more than happy. I don't think this is throwing us out. No. But this is what.
Thank you.